Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this session, I want to talk to you about the preacher as a teacher. There are many images that are used in the Bible of the preacher, and each one of these are very important to us. It's really like holding a diamond up to the sun, and there's many different cuts on every different side. And as you rotate the diamond, different colors come shining through the prism. And that's what we're doing with the truth of being a preacher. We're holding it up like a diamond to the sun. And one of the cuts of this diamond is the preacher as a teacher. We must always teach before we preach. Every preacher must be a teacher of the Word of God. It's just that we go further than simply teaching the truth. We then speed shift, if you will, into a higher gear and begin to preach what we have taught. But everything begins with the precision and accuracy of a teacher with the content of the Word of God. It's interesting when we look at the qualifications for an elder in 1 Timothy 3, they all deal with character issues, the virtues of the preacher. There's only one that is directed to his ability in ministry, and that is in 1 Timothy 3, verse 2, that he is able to teach. It is a prerequisite for any preacher that he be able to teach the truth of the Word of God. James 3, verse 1 says, "Let not many of you become teachers, my brethren." So it's incumbent upon every preacher that he first be a teacher of the Word of God. Titus 1, verse 9 says he must be able to exhort in sound doctrine. So that means he must be a student of theology and a student of the Bible. In order to be able to exhort with sound doctrine, he must first teach sound doctrine before he can exhort with it. And in Titus 2, verse 1, Paul says to Titus, "Speak the things that are fitting for sound doctrine." So what we're underscoring is that you must be a teacher of the Scripture. That means you must be able to interpret the Scripture. You must be able to access the original languages with which the Scripture was written. You must be able to parse verbs. You must be able to break down a sentence, subject, verb, object, and understand what is primary and what modifies what. You must be able to connect the message of the entire Bible together. It's called the analogia scriptura, the analogy of Scripture, that you be able to use cross-references and to tie the message of the entire Bible together. You must know systematic theology. You must know biblical theology. All of these are incumbent to being a teacher of the Word of God. To be a teacher really focuses upon the content of the message of the Bible. To be a preacher really focuses upon driving it home to the mind and the heart of the listener and to be persuasive with them. But it all begins with teaching the Word of God. In Ephesians 4 and verse 11, Paul says that Christ gave pastors and teachers to the church. It's been argued grammatically that that word "and," pastors and teachers, could be translated pastors, that is to say teachers, or pastors, comma, in particular, teachers. The idea there is that every pastor must be a pastor teacher, one who can teach the truth of the Word of God with clarity and with accuracy. In other words, a pastor who teaches well. And it's interesting, later in 1 Timothy, in chapter 5, verse 17, Paul writes, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor hard at preaching and teaching." And their preaching and teaching are pulled together as if it is one function, that as you would preach, you must teach the Word of God. And I think that that is a fair statement. Therefore, every preacher must be a student of the Word of God. He must be a reader of the truth. And he must be well trained in the message of Scripture and to have mastered a careful understanding of the Word of God. So as you preach the Word of God, I want you to see yourself as a teacher of the Scripture first. And your preaching will build upon your teaching and really go further. But first and foremost, the foundation must be laid as a teacher of Scripture. God bless you.